producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for us.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Super Don, I'm looking at all of these upcoming events that we've got, that I've got coming on, and there's one more that may be added into the mix. They might be inviting me to speak. Maybe I don't know. Should I do it or should I be concerned?
It's the Emmys?
Right. No, a near-death experience healing conference. People that have had they call them NDEs, right? Or they've actually died and come back.
Right.
And I think it sounds fascinating, actually, personally. I'm going to see if we can fit that into the schedule somehow. That's different.
I think we should.
We don't have to do an overnight show to talk about NDEs, right, do we?
I don't, well, no. You know what, that's the thing about this show. We can talk about whatever we want.
Do we have, are we the exception to every radio rule? We get to talk about whatever we want, and everybody else has to stay in their box?
You know, I mean, think about it. We're a health show that talks about politics.
Mm-hmm.
We're a current events and news show that talks about health.
Yeah.
And we even delve into sometimes kind of the spiritual and have we touched on the paranormal? I think we have.
We have done some. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, occasionally.
So,
there's some great stories out there.
You never know what you're going to get on this show.
Yeah. It's like, I, what are you guys doing today? We did economics too, all of that. But for me, when I started studying up on health and healing, prior to that, I was studying up on spiritual stuff, and it all integrated, and I couldn't do the narrow banding. I had to do the broadcasting, right? Had to really be able to bring what I learned into every area of my life, and that's what's reflected here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. I guess that's only natural. If natural was regulated, then I wouldn't be doing it.
Well, that's what this show's all about, is natural, right?
Can't be regulated, because the word natural.
There you go, appealing to nature again.
Right?
You.
But, you know, that natural word has no definition in the federal code, evidently. So I guess we could be natural and they can't say anything about it. Now, if we said we were organic, then they might have to inspect us.
That's true. You got to put a stamp right on your forehead.
I'll say, go over to Super Don first. He'll, no. What will they say? No, he's Cajun now. He's got spices running through his blood.
I literally have, I guess I'm, if you're talking about spices, yes.
Yeah.
I don't think I've been here long enough to be an honorary Cajun yet.
Well, I want eventually, Super Don, to hear an accent that says you're
Won't
from
happen.
Louisiana. It's not going to happen? Won't. You can't
Everybody
even mock one up?
Saying that about Texas, remember?
Yeah, but you weren't there long enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well,
I'm sorry. I'm a radio professional. I must maintain my on-air delivery.
Now you sound like Jabba the Hutt, probably because of redneck internet.
Yes.
All right. Well, let's dive into the stories then, shall we? We've got stories on cancer big time. We're going to hit in a moment. FDA and pizza boxes. We got new dietary guidelines coming from the feds. Is it all politics? And good news for Super Don, coffee drinkers. And finally, a happy story from the United Kingdom. So we got that. I'm just setting the stage. If you want to call in, by the way, I think the phones are working. 866-939-BELL. What?
Yeah, I think we should open up with a legal story, though.
A legal story?
Yeah, this is actually a very interesting story. The topic of copywriting is something that, you know, even we have to deal with here in the radio realm.
Yeah.
You know, when it comes to music and things of that nature. That
yeah, who owns it, right? Who's got the copyright?
Yeah, copyrights. I mean, listen, you know, if you've got something that's an original piece of work, you know, or art or something that, you know, copyrighting that is something that you do to protect yourself, you know, and you're creation, you know, what you've made, and so people can't steal it and use it and stuff of that nature. And apparently in San Francisco, they've taken this very, very seriously. Artists, photographers, they always copyright their work, and you have to ask them for permission to use it.
Right.
And apparently there's this individual in San Francisco that actually took a picture. It was a selfie of himself. And apparently there's another organization that has risen to the occasion to defend this person in trying to get them to be able to copyright the picture that they took.
Wait a second. No, the selfie was not taken in San Francisco. It was taken in Indonesia by a monkey.
Oh,
a monkey.
So
a monkey in the wild in Indonesia took a camera and took a selfie. It's a macaque, and it's... And somebody's suing PETA. PETA's suing people for the ethical treatment of animals.
San Francisco. What are they?
They're filing a lawsuit on behalf of this monkey, this macaque who took a selfie. This is
in
not
San
real.
Francisco.
This, yeah, in San Francisco, in federal court. It's a monkey selfie that now is under dispute in San Francisco.
Now, listen, I saw this last week when this happened. It was, it's a great picture. The monkey literally is, you almost get the feeling like the monkey knows exactly what he's doing.
Yeah.
I mean, he's literally smiling for the camera, taking a picture of himself.
That's a great shot.
This went to court. Federal court. A federal judge has struck down an animal rights group's argument that a famous selfie snapped by a monkey is intellectual property.
Right. Ugh. Okay. Wow. I don't know what to say, but it's a great picture.
I mean, we're all about property rights, right?
yeah, but you know, like I said, I'm not going to the jungles of Indonesia to find this
not
cat.
Not the monkeys? Oh.
Just to save his selfies copyright. Anyway, okay, that's a silly open. I like that open. But yeah, if you get a look at the picture, Supernaut will blast it out through social media. It's really a great picture. I have to say, I would hire that monkey to take a selfie. Because it's such a good picture.
It's hard to believe that is real, but I don't know.
I can't take selfies at all like that. Not even close. So
no, you're going to get the photobomb, though.
The photobomb I can do. Yes, it's true.
Yes,
I did that once. All right, quickly. Cancer, number one killer in 22 U.S. states ahead of heart disease. We've been predicting this for a long time, acknowledging that this is the way it's going. This is interesting that they're relating it this way, though. They say... It's the leading cause of death in certain groups of people, including Hispanics, Asians, and adults ages 40 to 79. And this is a trend that was noted in the American Cancer Society's latest annual report released on Thursday. What they're not actually acknowledging here is that the causes of cancer are actually, in more cases than not, medical. And this relates to the... detection technology. And there's another article here, and this was a report published in the British Medical Journal. The effects of cancer screening on overall mortality overstated. And I will say it this way, the effects of cancer screening on overall mortality are greatly exaggerated. The Komen's Race for the Cure, the American Cancer Society, Pink Ribbon Campaigns, get your mammograms, lady. smush your bosoms. And then ionizingly radiate them, or radiatingly ionize them, however you want to say it. Not funny. It's horrible. And they're claiming, of course, well, screening is responsible because it will lead to detection. That detection will lead to treatment. That treatment will lead to, you know, saving lives. And, of course, they never really did an accurate and effective study that said, yes, our screening tests actually do reduce mortality overall. Little to no evidence that say that. Of course, numerous studies suggest it. A study reported by the Medical News Today last month claimed that ovarian cancer screening can reduce long-term mortality from the disease by 20%. But is it real? Is it true? And what about the overall mortality? So Vinay Prasad, assistant professor at Oregon Health and Science University, and his colleagues, they despite most studies say that it really is reducing mortality, they say that really few studies have actually shown these reductions. And some studies have actually found an increase in overall mortality, which has been my argument over the years, that these screening technologies are worse than not having them at all in most cases. Now, don't call me and say, hey, but I know someone who got screened and they found some. I'm not saying never. I'm just saying overall the reliance is kind of a false sense of misplaced reduction of mortality. Because in many cases, the detections are actually false, or maybe they're detecting something that is really there that is not cancerous, that causes you to act on something that would never be cancerous in a way that is so invasive that you end up worse off than had you done nothing. And had you done nothing. The studies, evidently, one of the things they're trying to claim is that they're underpowered to identify benefits of to overall mortality. So maybe they're saying, well, the studies aren't good enough. That's why you're not finding a reduction in mortality. Prostate cancer, you do nothing, you will outlive the prostate cancer in most cases. And in most cases, prostate cancer is a deficiency in selenium. So check that out next time they say, screen your boobies. No, I'm not. Unless it's with thermography, then you have a much safer detection technology as opposed to ionizing radiation. Because the next story here, and it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com, this should be a moment of duh. The question is, could CT scans cause cancer? Duh. I mean, if you knew how much, well, it's $100+ billion a year business, CT scans. I mean, this is huge stuff. But it's not like getting one little dental x-ray or even one chest x-ray. If you knew the numbers that it was comparable to, it's stunning, absolutely stunning, how much exposure you're getting to ionizing radiations through CAT scans. And it's in the article that we link. I'm scrolling through it to see if I can find it. There's so much in here, but it only validates the things we've been saying for years. The detection technology actually causes cancer. Actually causes cancer. All right, I'll see if I can find the actual numbers when you do a CT scan so you know. And at the very least, oh yeah, here, rough equivalent of 200 chest x-rays or 1,500 dental x-rays. And of course, what dental technician, x-ray technician, doctor of any kind is saying you should take extra selenium, you should do some homeopathics to counteract against silver when you do these things. They don't say it at all. But the FDA is going to say something after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
If survivalist housing has been in your plans, get ready. We're bringing our Timberline Range Camps to you February 6th through 14th, the Great American Outdoor Show in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Get an up-close look at some of our most popular Timberline models or visit survivalistcamps.com to pre-order a camp. We'll bring it to the show and save you the cost of shipping. It's the perfect time to get that camp you've wanted. Go to survivalistcamps.com, then plan on joining us at the Great American Outdoor Show in February in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Super Don, do you need some advanced arnica? Moving furniture on the brakes, I see.
Oh, no. No, you know what? That's one of the things where, you know, you're on the air and something's going on. It's like, yeah, I'll be right there. I'm on Drop the everything. Air. And then other people move it for you, you know.
So. I thought it was like pizza delivery or something.
No, I just got a new love seat. New to me.
Oh, so, nice. Yeah. See, we donated a couch and a love seat to the local school and the adolescent program. They were so thrilled that they're all taking naps on it now during the day. So I'm sure they're grateful.
Yeah. This one in particular, it's one of those overstuffed ones.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of sit in it and then, you know, you can't get back out unless somebody, like, you know, ties a rope to you and pulls you out with a truck. Yeah.
Danger, Will Robinson. That'll be good. I'll have to wake you for every evening's broadcast. Oh, listen, real quick before we jump into the pizza story here, I just want to reiterate that the CT scan equivalent of 200 chest x-rays or 1,500 dental x-rays. And as I said, the irresponsibility of the medical profession, they don't counsel you to do extra selenium. They don't counsel you to do, like, the EMF detox homeopathically, any other things that would counteract that level of ionizing radiation entering you. And that's going to create cancer, just like we said.
That's a little bit of radiation, isn't it?
Just a wee bit. Now, the FDA is doing its job. It's coming after pizza boxes. This is a weird story in one sense, because I was just talking to Ben, our board op, on the break. He was like, well, isn't that just cardboard? And you would think, but no, they had to go high-tech because people complained about, like, the oils dripping through the boxes. So they had to come up with some way to not let that happen. And so they added a bunch of chemicals you can barely pronounce. Diethanolamine salts. I won't even go further than that. Pentanoic acid. Perfluoroalkyl substituted phosphate ester acids, etc. And the FDA says there is no longer a reasonable uncertainty of no harm from the food contact use of the substances. Now, I just read that, And I'm not even sure what I just said. And I'm thinking that's on purpose, right? Why can't they just say the FDA asserted that these chemicals are not safe? No, they say it this way. There is no longer a reasonable uncertainty of no harm from the food contact use. What? Could you say it any stranger?
Whoever wrote that must be getting paid a lot, because that is worded in that is a spin master language right there.
Yeah. Dr. Seuss couldn't have come up with that. But that's the way they do. When they finally come out and acknowledge big industry polluting and intoxicating and causing cancer, they have to say it in a way that there's plausible deniability. Did you just say that wasn't safe? No, I said there is no longer a reasonable uncertainty of no harm from the food contact use. What?
Well, listen, exactly. We saw this with the flu vaccine. I guess was it last year where it was such a bomb?
Yes.
Where, they didn't want to say that it won't work. They just wanted to say it will work less well.
Yoga gymnastics there in verbiage. So anyway, the pizza boxes, I think you should go and pick up your own pizza in your own box, because you don't know what they're using. And how fast will this FDA thing take hold? It's a filing in the Federal Register that's listing these three chemicals I sort of referenced. And it's an FDA petition. Is it going to be binding, or will the pizza box manufacturers fight back and say, no, GMOs are safe, or something like that?
This is a big deal. Yeah. I mean, listen, we live in the United States of America, where pizza, I think, is on one of the four food groups. Sure. I mean, there's a lot of pizza being eaten in this country.
Yeah.
So how many cases potentially of cancer may have been caused by people eating pizza?
Yeah. And listen, I'm not saying that everybody has to eat pizza or not eat pizza. Do what you want, but hopefully make it clean and organic. If you can't do gluten, then do gluten-free. Grandma did, when we visited her, my son and I, we went up, she went out to a place called Trader Joe's. We don't have those, but a lot of people are big fans of that place. And she got this pizza making kit, all organic. And she made it up, and I was like, dagnam, if that didn't taste like pizza you'd go out to get. It was really good. Not something I'd eat every day, but man, it was yummy. So
you want to hear a cool little factoid here about pizza, just to put things in perspective?
Sure, yeah.
Each man, woman, and child in America eats an average of 46 slices, which amounts to 23 pounds of pizza a year.
I used to do that in one setting.
I know, right? Teenagers used to do that in the evening.
Pound it in the evening, exactly. And no cannabis was necessary. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about the new dietary guidelines from the federal government. Will it say eat more pizza boxes, or limit your consumption of cholesterol, or will it abandon the cholesterol mythology? We're going to find that out. If you'd like to be part of the show, go to robertscottbell.com, submit your questions or comments, or call us anytime, including right now, 866-939-2355. Say thanks to all our wonderful sponsors for making this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty possible right here through GCN and our other networks.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. fortressclothing.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. simplysafedefense.com.
Is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, we'll be adding to the list of places to be. The Robert Scott Bell Show does its tour. Every year we go places, don't we? Oh, the places you'll go. The Vicasa Integrative Health Expo is coming up in Orlando, February 6th and 7th. The Cal Jam, man. California Jam. Billy D, we got to get him back on. That is going to rock. I am so stoked, and that's the language to use for
it's
that
literally,
one.
Literally
going to rock.
That's
dude.
Right.
Cal Jam, March 18th, 19th, 20th, Costa Mesa, California. Total Health, 2016. Eh? Yes, eh. In Toronto, Canada, April 8th through 10th.
Okay.
Yeah, eh? Autism One, again, I'm not sure if I'm going yet. We're working on it, but regardless, that's an event that's well worth your attendance, and that's May 25th through 28th in Chicago. The International Association for Colon Hydrotherapists, Super Don's favorite group, going to be back in St. Petersburg, Florida.
No, wait a minute.
What? What?
Why are they my favorite group?
Because they're not the International Association of Coffee Enemas. They're colon hydrotherapists, so you can handle that.
I mean, isn't it essentially kind of the same thing?
But they're not necessarily using coffee, so I thought you'd be okay
with
that.
Yeah, but listen, let me tell you something. In case you haven't figured it out, it's not really about the coffee, okay?
Oh, I thought it was always about the coffee. Was I just so, I got the wrong impression.
Oh, okay. Oh, water? Sure, no problem.
See, I thought that would be okay.
No.
Oh, my son's going to be running for cover with you then. He's like, I'm not going to that, Dad.
All right. I've got an ally now, huh?
Yes, and homeoprophylaxis, the evidence-based choice. 2016, that's October 7th, 8th, and 9th, also in St. Pete, Florida. Again, there'll be more added to the mix, but check it out, robertscottbelt.com, for all the updates, links, and, of course, say thanks to our sponsors. They make this possible. Archives fast. They're up at GCN pretty quick. Then they appear elsewhere, like Talk Network and iTunes and Stitcher and TuneIn and Epic Times and, of course, UK Health Radio. They're really brilliant how fast they're getting it up there, and the Brits are not that far behind where we are on the Robert Scott Bell Show. So, and we do have a British story coming up, so stand by for that. You're going to like it.
Indeed.
But first, dietary guidelines. The 2015 dietary guidelines, a plate full of fish and chips.
No, just kidding.
That was for our UK listeners. No, it's a plate full of politics.
You know, I have to imagine the Brits probably are just like, you know, listen, it's not like we sit around all day doing nothing but eating fish and chips.
Well, they know that if I'm there, that's what's happening. So there you go. who's this guy that wrote this article on the guidelines? I don't know this guy. He's upset about the guidelines. He calls it a plate full of politics. Can you find his name? It says, I won't mince words. In my opinion, the 2015 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, just released today, are a national embarrassment. A national embarrassment. Why? Did they go back to the four food groups of my youth? Pizza, hot dogs, Coca-Cola, and potato chips? I mean, you were right. Pizza was one of them, Super Don. He says, they're a betrayal of the diligent work of nutrition scientists and a willful sacrifice of public health on the altar of profit for well-organized special interests. Listen, that's not new. Who is this guy? That's not new. This has been happening ever since there's been the four food groups. There's always been politics involved. Who can lobby the hardest? Who is this guy?
This is David Katz, MD.
Okay.
He is the founding director of Yale University's Yale Griffin Prevention Research Center and the current president of the American College of Lifestyle Medicine.
Really? I just think if he's outraged by this, where has he been? Because every time they release guidelines, it's always political.
Yeah, I mean, he's into preventative medicine and nutrition.
I don't know. I mean, he could be a good guy, but I'm just not surprised by the politics. I'd be surprised if it wasn't. He said these guidelines, the report has been subject to unprecedented abuse since the day it was released. But that's what happens. The moment you release it, it's going to be attacked by industry. Oh, you didn't put us where we wanted to be. Oh, you promoted that over this. It's like it's not about science. It's about economics. I'm just trying to see if he's real specific about anything in particular. Dietary guidelines. Dietary guidelines. Okay. Let's see. Here it says, otherwise, as compared to the... Oh, he says it represents a disgraceful replacement of specific guidance with the vaguest possible language. I'm finding his criticism is pretty vague, though.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute. No.
What?
I'm sorry. David Katz has just struck out. He has failed the Hufnagel test.
How so?
He wrote an article here back in, when was this? This was in October of last year, and he uses the word, guess what?
Woo.
Yes.
He used the word woo. You know, I was getting there because he complained about the term nutrient-dense foods.
Yeah.
Nutrient-dense food. I think he's dense for complaining about that because I think that's a pretty descriptive term, nutrient-dense, as opposed to a Twinkie, which no one would argue in their right mind that a Twinkie is a nutrient-dense food. It's a food, if it's a food, devoid of nutrients, yes. But he says that replaces reference to specific foods that populate the original document, right? Like broccoli. But, you know, it might not be broccoli, it might be total cereal, he says. It might even mean pepperoni. We can't tell, and that's clearly by design. So there are some areas of agreement with this guy, but I think I know where he slants his perspective in regards to nutrition, perhaps.
I'm still going to give him a little bit of the benefit of the doubt here because I don't know whether he's embracing the term or what, but you know, we haven't heard from Hoofnagel in a while. He's kind of like the Incredible Hulk. You know, he's Bruce Banner, you know, but then, you know, if you really take him off, then, yeah.
Yeah. Let's see if there's anything else worthwhile to mention here. The bad news is that our dietary guidelines are pretty awful, he says. The good news is that the guidance isn't guidance if no one follows it. And we don't have to follow it where the embarrassment leads. What about cholesterol? Let's see if there's anything on that. New dietary guidelines limit added sugar, but enjoy... Oh, this is your favorite. Enjoy coffee. So there's another article on this that says there are some shifts. New recommendations for sugar, coffee, and cholesterol consumption. Now, we've covered this almost from the day this was announced, and now it's coming out an official guideline that they're finally removing the reference to limit your cholesterol intake. Finally, something rational happened in a federal dietary guideline. They've abandoned it because the science was completely bogus about cholesterol causing disease. In fact, the opposite is true. The more cholesterol you have, you tend to live longer, you have less cognitive decline, less dementia, less Alzheimer's, things like that. And for those of you who care, you're probably your sexual function is much better when you have more cholesterol, not less. So it's an interesting mixed bag of, I don't know, I won't say nuts. I did just say nuts, but you know what I mean. They got pictures of avocados, which are very high fat, even some saturated fat, which is good. But they're probably still coming down and saying, look out for saturated fat or limit your saturated fat intake. Super Don, did you notice anything in particular here that jumped out at you, good, bad, or ugly, about dietary guidelines?
You know, we cover these dietary guidelines every year. Actually, it's been a while, hasn't it, since they came out. I think it's been, what, like 3 or 5 years or something since they did this. But I do remember when we covered this before.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't anything in particular that jumped out at me other than the fact that Fox News zeroed in, I mean, right in
on
the coffee, yes.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But then
seriously,
again, listen, we cover stories all the time where it's like, this is good for you. Oh, wait a minute. No, it's bad for you.
Sure.
You know, oh, well, this might cure cancer, but oh, my goodness, it's going to give you heart disease. You know, the question I think a lot of people ask, and I think we attempt to try and answer on this show is, how do you navigate through all of the, this might be good for you, oh no, wait a minute, now it's bad for you, it might save your life, wait a minute, it's going to kill you.
Yeah.
You know, I would just, let me pose the question to you, Robert Scott Bell.
Yes, sir.
How do you know?
How do you know indeed? Well, the concept coming out of Weston Price, you know, as far as the dentist that he was and the researcher that he was pretty sound, that you eat food that has been native to your diet for perhaps thousands of years, and that you eat food that is actually coming from the ground, is real, is not processed and refined, and coming with things that you can't pronounce. Of course, the so-called skepducks can't stand when you say that, because they'll come up with some name for something that's natural that you can't pronounce. But I guess you those with common sense get the can understand that concept of eating food that is actually food, for one. And, you know, if we look at coffee, coffee's been consumed for a long time. Of course, there was a time when all coffee was organic, as opposed to, you know, the chemicals that are often used, or even in the decaf process, they use some harsh things that aren't so good for you. But the reality is it does contain good things that are good for you. The over-reliance on coffee as an adrenal stimulant, not a great idea. The use of coffee up the other way has tremendous benefit in terms of detoxification, although that's not going to be as a dietary guideline, I understand, because typically digestion doesn't start in the butt. I will admit that, it doesn't. Right. One of the biggest changes in this guideline is what I mentioned before, the removal of daily recommended limit for cholesterol. Before, it was 300 milligrams of cholesterol per day in their diet. And you know that the egg lobby is really thrilled about that, because they got hammered over this cholesterol thing. And that's where all the movement went to egg whites, which was an idiotic thing to do. because it's a whole food. The yolk contains so many vitamins that are so critical for your health. But they go, oh, because it's got cholesterol. We'll do egg whites.
That's my favorite part of the egg.
Yeah, that's the gold stuff,
what,
right?
What are you going to dip your toast in if you get rid of the yolk, you know?
Exactly. I heard the L in yolk for you. That was very good. See, you already got some kind of King's English accent. Or is it Queen's
yolk.
English?
That's what it is. It's Y-O-L-K.
It is, but not everybody says it.
Say yolk?
Yolk, that's right. Yoko Ono. You don't say Yolko Ono.
It's yolk.
Yeah, right? John Lennon married Yolko. Wow. Wow. All right, sodium, let's see, dietary guidelines remain the same on sodium. Of course, they don't reference the difference between salt and the crack salt. Let's see, but they're still saying eating healthy foods and avoiding saturated fats. So they still don't get that. They don't get that saturated fat is not bad for you when it comes from healthy sources, of course. Added
I
sugars,
like at the end of the article, they say yeah. something that just kind of spells it all out. Follow a healthy eating pattern across the lifespan.
That's where it goes vague again. What does that mean? Healthy, right? Who gets to define it? We do here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you very much. All right, robertscottbell.com. I think we're up against the break. Yeah, we are. One more segment, a British story, a happy British story we're going to end on. Hello to the Brits.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com. We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me Carnivore as a six-week program. Within two weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits for all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, carnivora.com. Call now.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
A mere mention of fish and chips and I get all British-y. I just have this longing. I've got to go back. Got to go to that the place called Bumpkin in Notting Hill and have some more fish and chips. That was great.
You have to make sure the queen lets you in, though.
You think she won't? I mean, I'm organic like she is, so it should be all right, right? No?
I don't know.
Well, give Prince Charles a run for his money.
There you go.
I don't know. That could. Now I'm banned from Britain right there. I could be. So here's a story out of Great Britain, and it's an actual happy story. It's a good story. It's a positive story. Other than you say, you only cover bad stuff. We actually don't. We actually cover a lot of uplifting things here. I like that. But Britain's kindest village, locals performed 800 acts of generosity in a year. Now, lest you think that this is a village of 10 million people and they only did 800, because that would kind of suck. That would be like, no, that's not very impressive. It's a village of, I think, 3,500 people. Even that's less than one per person. But, you know, there's kids and stuff, you know, so it's a little mix here. But it's evidently to celebrate the 800th anniversary of their church in Congressbury. Did I say that right? Or is it Congressbury? Congressbury. North Somerset. And it's Congressbury, isn't that what we had in our Lucky Charms? And they put Congressberries in?
Congressberry?
Yeah, to get all the kids to grow up and
what
vote.
What color is a Congressberry? I'm not sure.
It's probably the color of the rainbow. Anyway, it's the most generous in Britain, they say, after residents fulfilled their challenge to perform 800 acts of random kindness in a year. And they did it. They achieved it, I think, around Christmas Eve by that time. And all kinds of good deeds, from someone who secretly paid a neighbor's vet bill, someone gave somebody warm clothes, to a rough sleeper. What is that, a rough sleeper?
A rough sleeper.
Another who gave warm clothes to a rough sleeper. Our British friends have to let us know what a rough sleeper is. Is that someone who's wearing clothes that are so rough they can't sleep in them, so we'll give you warm clothes that aren't rough, they're smooth? I don't know.
I wonder, is that like a homeless person, maybe?
A rough sleeper. That's a good question. I don't know. A rough sleeper. My wife could say, I'm a rough sleeper. You tossed and turned.
It is. It's homelessness.
It's homeless sleeper. Okay, so that explains it. So, gave warm clothes. That's nice. Young, we never heard that term. See, we're out of touch. Contact us, our friends at UK Health Radio. Keep us in the loop here. We can't be out of that loop. Youngsters painted public benches. Not with graffiti. They actually painted them nice, evidently. And Christmas Day, they arrived at their goal. A random act of kindness can be something very small, but can have a major impact on someone's life, according to Becky North. Let's see. What else? They're up to 817 now. Let's see. Congress,
you know, Barry. And I would venture to say that, I mean, this is a great thing they did, but have you ever noticed that when you get in a situation where people are doing good things for other people, it has a tendency to become addictive?
Yeah, no, once you receive something, there's something that can well up in you, and you'll say, gee, that was really nice. There's hope for humanity, and you'll tend to do it. So
there's no better feeling than doing something for somebody like that.
Mm-hmm.
I had some of my best experiences when I was when I was doing work like that for people. It was just, you know, it's almost like an adrenaline high, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, when you're able to do something for somebody that way, because there's a lot of people out there that need that. They really, really do. And it's not so much how, you know, that you can pat yourself on the back and say, "Oh, I did something for somebody."
Yeah.
But it's what you get from that, the reaction.
It's an internal feel good thing. There are chemicals
it's
involved.
It's so
there.
Awesome.
Yeah. Here's another feel good story. This I like this, and I agree with this. There are new elements being discovered all of the time. This one in particular, heavy metal, is yet to be named, and there's some fans, including scientist fans, that are petitioning for this new element to be named after Motorhead's Lemmy. A fan of the British heavy metal band, again, it's a British story here as we're wrapping it up, Motorhead, is petitioning to have one of four newly discovered periodic elements named after deceased frontman of Motorhead, Lemmy Kilmister. And they want to name it Lemmium.
Lemmium.
In honor of the rock star who died of cancer.
That is too cool.
I like it a lot, but they say that it might not go because you're supposed to name it after a myth, its properties, a place or a scientist. And Lemmy wasn't one of those things. But somebody said, well, what if we name a star after Lemmy? We buy a star, you know, the star registry? Maybe that would count. And then we'd have a heavy metal called Lemmium that would live on long after Lemmy is gone.
He would definitely, the rock star would live on.
Yeah, I like it. Motorhead, that guy was something else. All right, guys and girls, boys and girls, great, great show. Thank you for being here. Tomorrow, we've got Detoxify Friday. I'm Dr. Frank King for some Healing Revolution. It's going to be awesome. Why? Because the power to heal is yours, of course.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's Beta 1 3D Glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.